Pipe Network presents.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Huntahanites. Your favorite relationship podcast in the Philippines. Join the conversation as we talk about love.
I love him with all of my heart.
Dating.
The dating scene is a nightmare.
And relationships.
That's all I need.
With your host, Jelly. This is Huntahanites.
Hello here, left ear. Hello to your right ear. And hello sa inyong lahat. Welcome to a brand new episode of Huntahanites. Gustong-gusto nyo ba yung intro? O, di ba? Mangga na yung intro natin. Guys, welcome to season 4. Can you believe? Oh. Di ba? Naka-season 4 na tayo. My gosh. And it's all because of you guys' support. You give me so much inspiration. At dahil dyan, we only want this podcast to be better than it was yesterday. Wow! May mga ganun. O, di ba? Kamusta ang life nyo? Ako okay naman. COVID pa rin, no? So, nakaka-stress pa rin. Anyway, sa mga bagong tagapakinig ng Huntahanites, welcome po sa inyong lahat. Sana you enjoy this episode as much as we enjoyed recording this. So our topic for today is about ex. Is it okay to be friends with your ex? Diba? Sobrang, ano ba? Pwede ba? And what are the reasons na pwede? And what are the reasons na hindi pwede? So, sasagutin natin yung mga katanungan na yan with our guest, Kevin Kulya. Yes! So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Please welcome our guest, Kevin Kulya. Welcome to Huntahanites, Kevin!
Hi, Jenny! Thank you for having me here.
Yes! Hello, hello! Oh my gosh! Okay, magpakilala ka muna sa ating mga kahuntahan, Kevin.
Hi, ka mga kahuntahan dyan, mga avid fan or avid listeners ng Huntahanites. I am Kevin Edward Gulia. I am a marketing professional working with an insurance company. Non-life insurance company, ah. Hindi ako nagbebenta ng life insurance.
Baka pwede lang.
And I'm currently here in Batangas City because I'm working from home, but yung office talaga namin is in Ortigas. Yun lang naman, and thank you again, thank you for having me. Si Ate Jelly, ewan ko kung ba't ako in-invite niya here.
Basta ang life, Kevin.
Well, thankful. First of all, thankful that despite the pandemic, my family is safe. Mm-hmm. And ako, I'm very happy naman with my work. Right now, I'm working from home, as I said earlier. Tapos, I can do things at my own pace. So, okay naman siya. Yung blessings, okay din. And with friends, I'm still in touch with them. So, kahit na wala yung physical, ano namin, parang bonding. Andyan pa rin naman yung communication. Thanks to social media, of course.
Nakakausap mo pa rin ba ang ex mo?
To answer that question, yes.
Kaya ikaw yung Guinness ko. Okay. Kasi ako hindi lang ako friends sa mga ex ko. Char! Yung iba friends, yung iba hindi. So malalaman nila kung bakit. So sabi mo, di ba, friends ka with your ex. But how do you define friendship after being in an intimate relationship? Kasi, ano yung friendship nyo?
Well, based on my experience, kasi, let's go to the friendship muna. Okay. Kasi di ba, a friend is someone that you can parang rely on or can approach in times of need or kung baga pag need mo ng kausap, need mo ng advice or parang just for camaraderie or bonding, parang sila yung friends natin. Now, what makes it different if you're friends with someone naging ka-relationship mo or parang someone na kasama mo sa intimate relationship tapos nyo? It's just the same. Nagbabago lang siya kasi alam mong you still care for each other.
Wow, you still care!
Different level na. So, siguro, parang lesser. Yung ex mo is still your go-to person. Mm-hmm. And you still ask for advice from him or her. So, I think yun yung difference ng friendship kapag yung normal na friend natin, yung mga pals natin, versus yung mga if we are friends with our ex.
Mm-hmm. Kaso parang ano yun eh. Better ba kung ex mo na kasi kilala ka na niya?
or not really.
What do you mean better, Ate Jen?
Like, I know, kunwari, kung mag-a-ask ka ng advice, kilala ka na niya, so alam na niya kung paano ka mag-isip.
Kung magtatanong ka naman ng relationship matters sa dun sa ex mo, parang it's not right.
So, true, oo. So,
if you're talking about relationship matters, so siguro sa ibang friends mo, but not to your ex. Mm-hmm. Siguro yung mga life decisions or yung tipong mga, yung some things or some topics na alam mong aware siya.
Yeah.
So, yun. Dun ka magiging ng advice from him. Kasi, he or she knows you better. Alam niya kung sino ka, kung how do you decide, how do you go on with your life. So, at least, you can feel that naman eh. If he or she still cares for you, nararamdaman mo yun. So, you still trust him.
Mm-hmm.
You will still take his advice. At least, alam mo, okay din yung mga suggestions niya or yung mga advices niya. Kasi, mm-hmm. alam niya kung ano yung good for you and alam niya kung saan ka papunta. So, in some way, I think that's better.
Ito, personal question, Kevin. How often do you talk to your ex? Yung honest.
Well, actually, isa pa lang naman yung ex ko, no? I'm single right now, tapos...
Huwag kang magbenta ng sarili mo dito. Sagutin mo yung tanong.
Hindi ba pwedeng sumagmi ng
pwede naman, pwede. Okay. Pero pakisagot po...
Baka ang dami mong followers, ang dami mong listen dito and a single din. Pero hindi. Ano nga ulit question?
How often kami nag-uusap?
Well,
gano'ng katalas ang minsan?
I'll be honest, medyo regular naman siya.
Regular? As in everyday?
Not really everyday, but siguro...
Almost everyday.
Not everyday, but siguro many times a week. I can't quantify.
Wow!
Pero, wait lang.
Kasi kapag madalas kayong magkausap, are you really friends? Or is there something na? Friends ba yun? Ano ba yan? On the spot to, Kevin.
Of course. Oh, pwede natin siya consider as ano, as friends.
Ewan ko ha.
Kasi, well, ako, to be honest, I'm also doing that with my other friends na hindi ko naging ex. Yeah.
Communication, ganon. No.
Well, siguro, ano, yung difference lang is, it's a group chat kasi.
Ay, ayun. Group chat. Wait lang, kasi yung context kasi ng message dyan, ha? Kasi kung nag-good morning pa rin kasi sa design, like, good morning, good night, sweet dreams, mga ganun. May ganun ba?
Minsan, yes.
Ay, ewan ko. Parang mali ata yung nag-guess ko. Parang yung topic dapat natin is, ano, may feeling. Paano kung may feelings ka pa sa ex mo?
Well, pwede rin naman. Baka next na topic. Hindi, joke.
Pero hindi. Kevin. Meron mga feelings.
Tulad ng sinabi ko, Ate Jelly, tama ka naman. Bakit ako yung ginas mo dito? And to answer your question, siguro, I'll be honest again, na hindi naman talaga nawala yung feelings. Parang nabawasan lang. Nagkaroon lang kami ng agreement na let's give time muna para sa sarili. Kung ano ba yung, kung okay ba tayo. We can stay as friends. Pwede tayong magstay as kung ano tayo before. But, no intimacy.
Oo. Parang that's where you draw the line. Okay, emotionally, we're still connected. Mm-hmm. Diba?
Agree. So, yun. More ano talaga siya. Nawala lang talaga yung... Not love, but yeah. I'm talking about intimacy, siguro. Mm-hmm. Nawala siya. Tapos, siguro, before... Well, I was actually living with my ex. We're living in the same apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Isa pa yun sa mga parang naging factors. That's why we stayed as friends.
Mm, so, grabe. Iba yung iba din yung depende din siguro sa situation, no? Sa circumstances.
Yeah.
Kasi yung inyo, parang you had to talk, 'di ba? Kasi you live in the same place. Okay. Punta naman tayo sa factors kung bakit nagiging friends pa rin yung iba after a breakup. Like you.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ba yung mga factors na yun? Pwede kasing yung unang factor dito, mutual decision yung breakup. Is it mutual sa inyo? Or one had to decide?
Before we finally decided na to separate ways na talaga, we had our first breakup before. Mm-hmm. And he actually parang asked for it. That time, ayoko. I don't want to break up with him. I don't want to break up. I asked for a second chance. And yun, parang that person gave it naman. Siguro, then after months din, so siguro parang it's not meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked for a breakup again. He asked time for himself. And then so parang sabi ko, dalawang breakup in a year. So parang siguro it's a sign I don't believe in science actually, pero I took it as a wake-up call na you should give kung ano man yung hinihingi niya. So I'm not sure if I can say na siya yung humingi, but the decision na I agreed. So sa garang, it makes it mutual. The fact na I agreed na sige, let's ano na lang time para sa sarili natin. So I guess that's a mutual. That's a mutual breakup and we agreed.
But was it a clean breakup?
Yeah. Wala namang, may of course, andun yung sama ng loob.
Oh.
So siguro hindi naman mawawala yan sa isang breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Andun yung disappointment, regrets, and panghinayang. Tas masakit talaga siya. But if, kasi you have to look at the advantages. You have to look at the silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Katrina. Well, yeah.
Kung ano bang lesson ng relationship?
Why are you doing this? Bakit mo binigay? So ako, I took it as a lesson. Kasi sabi niya, he wants to find time. Parang he wants to, gusto niya magkaroon ng time sa sarili niya, sa priorities niya. So magkaroon ng time para sa family, para hanapin yung sarili niya. So parang ako, if he wants to do those things, sige, baka pwedeng ganun lang din yung gawin ko.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, that's what I did. I reset my priorities. Ako, binigyan ko ng mas, parang mas minahal ko yung sarili.
Wow!
So, and then, the breakup actually helped us both.
Individually. To grow.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Oo. Kasi you both grew, no? Ano yun? Hindi kayo nag-grow together, but you didn't grow apart also. Kasi, nag-uusap pa rin kayo.
I must say, hindi talaga apart.
Oo, hindi apart.
Yung decisions, for example, as I said nga, we still ask for advice. But yung final decision would, kasi before, para talagang hinihintay namin yung isa't isa on ano pa yung gagawin namin. So should we push through? If it's a no for me and it's a yes for him, so we have to talk about it. Pero right now, I'll just ask for some advice, but I don't necessarily need to wait for his answer. I can do it on my own. I can decide things on my own. Ayun. Andun pa rin siya. And parang maganda naman yung kinalabasan kasi I made my decisions na sa sarili ko lang and nag-grow ako, for example, in my career.
Yes. Oh.
Focus ako sa career, sa family. Same thing happened to him. And hindi na wala yung pagiging friends namin. Na parang wala na akong balita sa kanya, wala siyang balita about me. So andun pa rin yung we're still aware kung ano man yung nangyayari sa isa't isa.
You're still part of his life, parang ganon.
Yes.
Kahit break up na kayo. Actually, ano, it's a very healthy ano, ha, relationship. Kasi not everybody can handle that. Kasi kung ikaw yung iniwan, halimbawa, hindi ka maniwan, but kung ikaw yung binitawan, di ba ma-hurt ka? Obviously, na-hurt ka, no? Pero yung iba kasi, nagtatanim ng sama ng loob, like, why can't you fight for us, di ba? May mga ganong linyahan. Kaya doon nasisira yung relationship kasi you wanted more out of the relationship without understanding the other person. Wow. So it's a very healthy relationship. Eto, second ano factor, if you know your boundaries as friends, ayun. Yung ano nyo ha, yung setup nyo, I don't know kung alam nyo yung boundaries ng friendship nyo. May boundaries ba?
Well, actually, that's very important, no?
Oo.
Dapat we know our limitations.
Yes.
Kung magansan lang tayo. Of course, even us, dapat alam natin, kahit ako, I situate na ano ba yung mga bagay na hihingan ko ng advice from him. Hindi na siya kailangan ma-involve sa ganitong matters. Ikaw din sa sarili mo, dapat alam mo yung boundaries mo sa paglapit mo sa kanya.
Oo.
So, that's one major factor.
Oo. And another thing, Kevin, ha? Kasi it's so easy to go back kung paano kayo. Diba? Yung pagiging touchy. Diba? Yung parang ganon. And it's so hard. Lalo na kung magkasama kayo sa ano, sa tinitirahan nyo, diba? How do you separate yung ganon?
Well, actually, naging mahirap siya lalong-lalo na nung ano. Nung ano pa lang, parang fresh pa lang yung breakup.
Oo. So
there are times na parang medyo mahirap talaga mag-set ng limitations and boundaries. But you have to stick with those. Do not cross yung mga borderline natin. Kasi kapag nag-cross ka doon, mas masasaktan ka. Kasi the fact na nag-cross kayo sa borderline na yon, it means na umaasa ka pa rin eh.
Parang yes, oo. Kasi kapag may feelings ka pa rin, dyan nagiging messy eh, di ba? Hindi kayo magiging friends kung mayroon pa kayong feelings sa isa't isa. So Kevin, kung may feelings ka pa sa kanya...
So parang it's not easy. It's not
it's
easy
not.
Kasi talaga pagdadaanan mo siya hanggang I think it happens naman in all breakup na pagdadaanan mo yung mga ganung bagay, and hanggang sa nandun ka na sa point na parang, ah, okay, I know now. I know now the lesson. Hindi na ako dapat mag-cross ng line. I know na my limitations. I'm not saying that it's okay to cross the borders kapag fresh pa yung breakup. Mm-hmm. But kasi hindi siya talaga maiwasan. But the fact na nalampasan mo siya, congrats, na-survive mo yung... Mm-hmm.
That means nakaka-move on ka na. Diba? Yes, yes. Kapag ganun. Wow. Ang hirap. Ang hirap magpigil. I don't know. Mahirap magpigil. Wow, what if? Kasi, hindi. Kasi kapag fresh yung breakup, di ba? Ang intense pa nung feelings. Ang intense nung emotions. Yes. Oh my God. I don't know. Hindi ko kayang maging friends kagad dun sa tao. Di ba? Ewan ko. Ako ganun ako eh. Kasi, lalo na yung sa recent relationship ko, I can't be friends with him. Lalo na kung may feelings ako sa kanya.
Up to now. Parang
well, up to now. Up to now ba? Hindi. Nag-move on na tayo. Hindi naman, pero parang hindi pa rin time. Parang it's not the right time. Eto, third. If you started as friends, oh, pwede, no? Pwede kayong, lalo yes. Na kung nag-start kayo as friends. Kayo ba, nag-start kayo as friends?
Yes, of course. Well, actually, yeah, friends.
Not really, wait lang, not really. Kasi... We were ano sa mga listeners no magkakasama kami sa ano sa student publication. So itong si Kevin, siya yung EIC after ko. Tapos yung ex niya writer din. Anong position ni ano noon? Pwede bang banggitin yung pangalan niya?
Ay, wag na.
Wag na. Oh, wag na daw. Ayaw bigyan ng exposure. Kung nakikinig kayo and nag-start kayo as friends, more likely after the relationship, if the relationship ends, more likely, di ba? Mas madali kasi maging friends ulit. Kasi merong, ano eh, merong foundation.
Yup. Diba? Tsaka yung mga pinagsamahan niya na before, so just go back to kung ano mang meron kayo noon.
Oo, may reset button. Yung
yes, wave lang siya na parang, okay, andito kayo ngayon, tapos naging kayo.
Oo, meron kayong babalikan.
Yes, yes.
Whereas, kung nag-meet kayo sa dating apps or yung tipong nireto kagad, di ba? Yung tipong meron kagad intention of being together.
Na-call ka kagad.
Oo.
That person as kung ano man siya as a friend.
Yes.
Mas nakatulong na naging friends talaga kayo. Kasi alam mo kung paano siya gumawa. I mean, parang alam mo kung ano yung mindset niya habang nung friends pa lang kayo.
Oo, tama yan. Okay, ito. If you accepted the fact that you don't work out as a couple, na tanggap nyo na sarili nyo na hindi kami nag-workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that as well. Kasi yun yung naging ano namin eh, situation. Maybe it's not meant for us. Mm-hmm. Baka mas okay tayo as friends. So, It really helps na tanggapin mo sa sarili mo na hanggang dun lang kayo, mas okay kayo. And you have to compare din, no? And you have to see ano ba yung mga advantages na nung kayo pa, at nung naging friends na kayo. So, paano, ano ba yung advantages niya? In certain things ba, mas ano ka ba dito, nag-excel ka ba sa ganitong bagay? So, I guess you have to compare and parang assess din kung ano, para for you to say na mas okay kayo as friends rather than being in a relationship.
Oo. Hindi, at saka meron ding mga ano eh, meron ding mga reasons. Halimbawa, hindi kayo compatible talaga. Like, you just have to accept that. Diba? Meron siyang preference na iba sa preferences mo. And we should be adults enough to accept na meron talaga tayong hindi matatanggap sa ibang tao. Yung mga non-negotiables nga.
Ito yung gusto nilang makita. Ito yung gusto nilang mahanap sa isang relationship.
Yes. Or magkaiba kayo ng dream sa buhay. Kumari, yung isa ayaw magkaanak, yung isa gusto magkaanak. Diba? That's something huge for a person. And yun, kung hindi kayo willing mag-compromise, kailangan yung tanggapin na hindi mag-work yung relationship. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Parang marami kang experience talaga.
Actually, ako na yung dapat maka-experience para yung mga makikinig sa atin, hindi nyo na ma-experience yung pain and wow! Ganun pala. Yun talaga yung goal.
Yung pain, it really helps us para mas alam na natin yung mga gagawin natin the next time na magkaroon tayo ng relationship.
Totoo yan. Pero meron talagang mga kagaya ko sa pag-ibig. parang hindi natututo. Go pa rin. Ganon. Pero okay lang yan. Okay lang yan. Oo. At least mapag-usapan natin. Oo. The more experience. Oh, ganun pala yung goal. Okay, eto. Eh, paano kung ganito yung situations daw? Nag-cheat sa'yo, halimbawa. So, Kevin, meron tayong ano ha, yung may in-interview tayo sa street at sabi niya,
pwedeng magmura, char.
Nag-cheat daw yung ex niya, kaya ayaw na niyang maging friends.
No tayo sa cheater, no. Dapat completely cut off na sila sa buhay natin.
Oh, paano yun? Paano ka ba?
Well, may point naman, di ba? The fact na kahit hindi kayo in a relationship, it's a form of betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Na yes. Kahit ako as a friend, na if you betrayed me, mahirap magpatawad. Parang I don't know how to forgive. Yeah, sometimes people will say, we can forgive but we cannot forget. But para kasing it depends on the gravity. Kung yes. As friends, masakit yun for us. How much more if you're in a relationship? And yun nga, the form of betrayal pa is cheating. The fact mm-hmm. na nag-cheat ka, it means I'm not enough. For me, kung ganun yung factor, it's over.
Ako naman, kung nag-cheat sa akin, hindi ko pa na-experience ha. Pero siguro ang sakit, yung sobrang sakit, parang ayaw mo na lang siyang makita, ganyan. Kasi it's your self-worth eh, di ba? Yung na-damage. Ayun, parang ayaw ko maging friends yung taong sumira sa aking ano, self-esteem, di ba? Kasi, 'di ba, ano bang purpose ng friends mo sa buhay mo? It's for you to be a better person. It's for you to socialize. Eh, hindi mo makukuha sa kanya yun eh. Paano ka makikipag-socialize sa isang taong nanloko sa'yo? Anong makukuha mong value sa taong to kung in the first place niloko ka niya? Yung parang ganun. Eh, kasi ano, ito ha, habang tumatanda tayo, mas pinipili natin yung mga naging friends natin. Parang maiisip mo kung deserve ba nitong taong to na maging friend ko.
Yeah. Well, it's an important life. Isa sa mga life choices niyo, yung pagpiliin ng friends. Makakatulong ba siya sa'yo? Will this person help you grow as a person?
Yes, okay. Yes, so exactly. Important.
Now, if yung ex mo yun, and na ginawa yun sa'yo, I think that's, ano eh, parang in some ways, nakatulong siya to help you grow kasi mas pinalakas ka niya. Na-train ka, na-practice ka. On that. Pero it doesn't mean na parang you have to be thankful.
No. Ako, kung lulukohin mo ko, hindi ako magpapasalamat sa'yo na ginagawa ko. Parang ganun. Like, I would take it as a lesson. Parang, okay.
Yes.
Lesson learned.
Pero mali din yung, ako kasi, I'm the type of person na, for example, may nangyari, may nagawang mali.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ako yung type of person na parang, I would talk to that person, kung sino man yung gumawa ng mali sa akin. And I will ask, bakit mo ginawa yun? Anong pagkakamali ko? Anong nagawa ko? Feel ko, kasalanan ko.
No, kaya, walang mali sa'yo. Sila yun. Yeah.
Yun yung mali sa akin, na parang ganun yung inipisip ko. Na parang, ano ba kulang? Ano bang hindi ko maibigay? I think that's wrong. So, don't do that.
Okay, sa mga nakikinig sa atin ha, kung niloko kayo, hindi nyo kasalanan yun.
Yes.
Diba?
So, ayun. Anyway, naging lesson din siya sa akin.
It's the other person's fault.
Parang yeah. Para sa akin yun. Take note of that.
Oo. So, no to cheaters. Wow. Ito, isa pang situation na hindi kayo pwedeng maging friends. Ewan ko kung pwede. May feelings pa rin kayo sa isa't isa. Is it okay to be friends with your ex? Kung may feelings pa kayo sa isa't isa?
Well, you have to, you have to talk about it na. Kasi if you still have feelings, why not? Parang magbalikan na lang kayo, di ba?
Hindi, kasi kasi may mga bagay kasi, or may mga situations, you still like each other, but it's not working out. Kung parehas niyong gusto yung isa't isa, it doesn't mean that the relationship will work. Eto ha, sa mga nakikinig sa atin, not because you like, kasi, ang reason ng iba eh, kapag gusto mo yung isang tao, kailangan gawin mo ng paraan. Parang ganun, lagi yung reasoning natin. Pero kasi, merong mga challenges kasi na hindi sapat yung gusto nyo lang yung isa't isa.
I agree. Pero siguro for the sake of discussion, mm-hmm. parang hindi okay na maging friends kayo. You still have feelings for each other.
Yes.
The fact na umaasa ka, mas masasaktan ka eh.
Yeah.
So my point naman na may things na even though you still have feelings for each other, hindi kayo parang it's not working if kayo and you're better off as friends. But kung mahal mo pa rin yung isang tao, mas okay na lumayo ka na lang kasi mas masasaktan ka, mas aasa ka, and hindi mo malalaman kung hanggang kailan ka kasi baka mamaya if you choose to stay and you choose to be friends na sa taong mahal mo, baka mamaya umaasa ka na umaasa kasi that person din, umaasa rin siya pero walang, pero you agreed na it's not working. So sayang yung oras. Sayang yung oras you could have
another relationship.
Kind of bagong relationship. Mas mag-work for you, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you think na, if you agreed na, I still love you, but the relationship is not working. So, it's a sign. Okay.
Kasi siguro ano din ha, yung intention mo rin. Kasi pwede kasing, okay, may feelings pa rin ako sa isa't isa, sa'yo, dun sa ex mo. Pero kaya kong maging friends. Parang, okay, may feelings pa rin ako. Kaya kong maging friends. Ganyan. Pero meron kasing iba na ang intention nila to be friends with you is to go back to the relationship. Ganyan. Parang magkabalikan ulit kayo. It's two cases yan eh, di ba? So, depende sa intention mo. Kasi kung gusto mo pa makipagbalikan, iba na yun. Hindi friends yung halaw mo.
Yes.
Di ba? So, you can't. Yeah. No, no, no,
no.
Okay. Eto, paano kung hindi naman naging kayo? Yung di bang may, ano, walang label. Oo, pwede ba kayo maging friends? Kumari, naging magka-MU kayo, tapos hindi nag-work. Pwede pa rin ba kayong maging
friends? Well, technically, friends na kayo eh. Kasi yun yung yun yung pang-front niyo sa mga tao.
Sa mga nakakilala sa inyo. Ano itong meron sa inyo?
Oo, showbiz yan. Friend, I mean. You mean, naging MU sila?
Naging MU, hindi nag-work. Technically, ex. I don't know kung classified ba siya as ex. Kasi di ba yung mga ex na sinasabi natin, yung relationship na.
Yes.
Pero itong MU kasi, meron silang understanding na they like each other. Eh, hindi nga nag-work ganyan. Pwede pa rin ba silang maging friends? Kasi meron akong best friend, May ka-ex MU, ganyan. Friend pa rin sa Facebook. Wow. Nandadrop talaga. Nalalaglag. Okay. Paano yun?
I think, well, for me, oo. Kasi the fact na hindi naman, kumbaga parang wala namang kayo naging decision na maging kayo. Especially, let's go back to kung paano ba nabuo yung pagka-MU nyo. Baka kung nanggaling rin ba siya sa friendship. Kung nanggaling naman dun sa, parang you started as friends, tapos naging MU-MU kayo, but hindi nga lang nag-workout. So, I think mas kilala mo na yung tao. Go-to person mo din yung taong yon. So parang it works naman na maging friends pa rin kayo nung naging ka-MU mo.
Okay. Hindi kasi parang kapag ka-MU mo, merong want or desire pa rin para, kasi hindi naging kayo. So parang may what if. Like, paano ako naging kayo? Paano kung tinuloy natin yun? Yung ganun.
Kung ano. Kasi
ang hirap.
Biglang napaisip. Oo, no? I agree na parang umaasa ka. So, the fact na umaasa ka, kasi friends pa rin kayo, tapos andun pa rin yung pag-i-connect nyo kasi friends kayo. Tapos parang saktan pa rin.
Talagang ina-analyze mo, no?
Yes, ano?
Parang nilalagay mo yung sarili mo dun sa ano? Sa shoes nila talaga. Oo, oo. Okay. I don't know man, Kevin. Punta na lang tayo sa ano mo. Sa sarili mong experience, how to be friends with your... Sa mga nakikinig, na gusto nilang maging friends with their ex kasi they're in good state naman. Parang meron silang babalikan ng friendship. Like, how do you do it? Bilang, ito yung ano mo, ito yung dahilan kung bakit ka tagines, actually. Yeah. How do you do it?
First of all, it has to be mutual. Kasi baka mamaya ikaw lang yung gusto makipag-friend sa ex mo. Pero yung ex naman ayaw na. Huwag mong i-push yung sarili mo. You're pushing yourself din na bumalik kayo sa relationship nyo. So, it's important. Yung decision nyo to stay as friends is mutual din.
Yes. Okay. Mga kahuntahan, ang unang ang unang box. So, dapat mutual. Like, okay.
And kasi based on my ano din, experience, kasi we're both, kilala kami ng family. Well, ng family ng isa't isa. And
okay.
Even na alam nila na nag-break na kami, my ex still gets in touch with my mom. For example,
wow! Wait lang! Ibang level ata yan.
Pag may mga special occasions. Special occasions lang. Like Christmas,
okay.
Birthday.
Uh-oh.
So, same with me. Ganun naman din yung ginagawa. Pag may mga dapat ika-chat, yun, nangyayari din yun. yeah, I think yun yung mga important factors eh, na parang you can stay friends with your ex. Definitely because we live in the same apartment. Kaya,
kailangan talaga.
Although, well, actually, we decided naman, or parang we thought about it, if we're going to separate ways, one has to move out, diba?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That time, parang medyo mahirap yung situation.
Kasi, yes.
Let's say na yung mga finances natin, we have to, mm-hmm. alam natin yung nag-iipon tayo for some things, and moving out is not a good option, or parang it's not practical. We decided na lang. Kumbaga parang mas pinairal namin yung practicality.
Pagiging mm-hmm. adult.
Yeah,
diba, we have to make choices na makakatulong sa atin kesa naman yung pride mo yung umiral, diba?
Yes.
Kasi it's easy to move out, lalo na kung galit ka, diba? Mm-hmm. Or mahinalakit ka, or hindi mo na kayang makita yung pagmumukha niya. Yung gano'n. Yung gano'n. It's so easy to do that. Pero you did what you need to do at that time. Parang gano'n.
It's true that it will help you to move on kapag hindi mo siya madalas makita.
Mm-hmm.
Parang it's true. But it depends on the situation din kasi, or sa'yo, kung nasa sarili mo, kung paano ka mag-move on. Kasi ako, definitely, nakamove on ako kahit andyan siya. Kahit...
Weh!
Yes! Hindi na masyado
talaga. Kasi okay. Nakamove on.
Pero, nakamove on naman.
Nakamove on naman.
So, depende sa avenue mo kung ano yung mga ways mo. Yeah, yung ways mo how to cope with the breakup and the things that you do para makamove on. So,
I think isa pa ha, yung pwedeng maging friends din. Halimbawa, ito hindi to applicable sa atin, but sa ibang tao nakikinig, kumare, mayroon kang anak with your ex. You need to be friends with your ex. I think, ito ha, mayroon akong mga kilala na mayroon siyang anak with her ex, pero hindi niya sinabi dun sa ex niya na may anak sila.
Hmm.
Diba? What's your take on it? It's not your decision to make, I feel like. Parang utang mo yun sa anak mo, diba?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, ewan ko. Parang some people do it kasi may pinapangalagaan sila. I'm not saying reputation, but ito sa mga showbiz naman yan. Especially yung artist
ng may... Totoo. Ay, wait lang. Okay, may isinga tayo. Si Ellen Adorna and John Lloyd Cruz. Halimbawa, meron silang anak, pero they stayed as friends. Which is, I think, the responsible thing to do, no?
Well, hindi ko naman nilalahat. No? Pero iba kasi yung upbringing kapag, let's say, so, I'm sorry, parang mas okay kung buo yung family. Pero it matters, now, if it happens naman na kailangan mag-separate yung parents kasi nga, sabihin natin, hindi nag-work out. Pero it affects kung paano lumaki yung bata if parents are friends, di ba?
Yes, oo.
Parang for the child's sake. So I think you should stay as friends. Stay friends. With
yes. Oh, oh, oh.
Or not necessarily ex-husband or
wife. Kasi parang it creates a healthy environment for the kid.
Yes.
Hindi naman tayo sa ano ha, sa nagmamarunong, Kevin.
Kasi wala naman tayo experience.
Kasi wala naman tayo experience. But ano lang, for the benefit of the kid. Diba? Okay, sa mga hindi nakakaalam, meron tayong Facebook group. It's called Huntahan Nights Tambayan. Kung saan, yung mga nakikinig sa Huntahan Nights, they share their thoughts on our topic. So, nagpost tayo, no? Is it okay to be friends with your ex? At ang ilan sa mga sagot, whew! Nagbasa ka ba ng mga comments, Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, diba? Anong favorite mong sagot? May favorite ka bang sagot?
Well, kasi,
or yung tumatak sa'yo?
Iba-iba kasi yung ano nila eh.
Iba-iba yung opinion nila. Yes.
Parang may nabasa ako one time. Well, nasa good connections naman daw yung ex niya. Although nasa good connections, parang they decided na lang not to talk. Sayang naman, you're in good terms. Pero I'm not judging them. Parang I do not want to ask naman, bakit sayang naman if you're in good connections. Pero...
Kasi Kevin ha, ito ha, I think halimbawa, pumasok ka sa new relationship. I think it's hard for your partner to accept that you're friends with your ex. I think magsiselos ako ha, kapag halimbawa kinakausap mo pa rin yung ex mo and mm-hmm. We're dating. Magtataka ako like, why would you talk to your ex? You have history kasi, so nakakaselos. Wala kang ganun, like, what if pumasok ka sa next relationship mo and you're still living with your ex and you're communicating with your ex, di ba? Paano yun? Nandiyan talaga ako.
Pinatawag natin na trust, no?
Wow!
Oh, big word.
Wait lang, Kevin. Mahirap establish yung trust.
Yeah,
kapag may history kayo ng ex mo. Ewan ko.
Yeah. Well,
nahihirapan lang yan.
Well, it's really, ano talaga, it's really hard to accept that, yung ganong setup, no? Lalo na, for example, ako, yung magiging bago ko, parang special someone, parang friend with the ex. It's not a matter of trust kasi eh. Parang it's a matter of, I'm your present now, so parang you have to give me kung ano man yung dati mong binibigay sa kanya. Kasi the fact na you're friends with your ex, parang ano wala, ewan ko, based on my experience, ano wala lang doon intimacy. But the fact na nag-uusap kayo that na same things na pinag-uusapan nyo when you were still together, andun yung judgment or parang idea na parang no, you should be giving that attention sa akin na kasi I'm your new partner.
Oo, talaga. So, huwag niyo kausapin yung ex niyo kapag meron na kayong jowa. Ewan ko, bakit? Bakit mo siya kakausap? Anong nakukuha mo dun sa ex mo na hindi mo nakukuha sa akin? Parang ganun.
Tsaka tama yun na parang, yeah, you can stay as friends but you don't have to talk regularly.
You don't have to communicate. Yes, no talk.
Agree.
Yes. Pwedeng civil. Yung tipong makikita mo, hi.
Yeah, hello. Okay.
Kumusta? Showbiz. Strong, independent.
Magtatanong ako, yung kasama mo, di ba? Parang, tapos, katext ko yung ex ko. Katext ko to kasi, na alam kong ex mo siya. Yun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero it's acceptable. It's acceptable if you belong, yung mag-ex, they belong to one circle of friends, di ba?
Yes. Isa pa yan, no, Kevin? Uh-oh. You have mutual friends talaga eh. Mm-hmm. Same circle.
You can't avoid that.
Mm-hmm. Oo, you can't. Ito, mayroon akong babasahin from the comment section sa Huntahan ng Sambayan. Pinapromote ko po ang ating group.
Ang daming.
Uy, malapit na tayong, malapit na tayong mag 300. Wow! Itong question na talaga na to, nag-generate siya ng like 100 comments. Kumusta naman?
Parang na-pressure ako kung tama ba yung mga dapat kong isagot. Parang it created a buzz. Parang ang daming nag-comment. So baka mamaya.
Oo, madami nag-comment talaga. Oo. Ito sabi niya ha, kasi friends pa rin sila. Friends pa rin siya with her ex. Sabi niya, for me, it's okay. As long as okay din sa current partner mo. And sure na talagang wala na talagang feelings with the ex. Haha, may ganun man tao. It may take some time siguro. Not okay kapag right after the breakup kasi parang di makaka-move on. Dami kong sinasabi. Ito, in fairness naman dito sa friend ko na to, friend sila ng ex niya. Kasi tapos nag-comment ako, sabi niya, sabi ko, okay lang ba talaga kay hubby? Tapos sabi niya, parehas naman kaming pamilya din more so. Ayun! So siguro iba na, no? Kapag may family na kayo parehas, no?
Kasi parang na-establish mo na yung, ito na yung mas, dun ka mas masaya sa family na to, sa ganitong
sense. Oo.
Sa kanya, other person, acceptance na lang talaga yung hinihintay. You have to agree na parang, friends kayo kasi hindi talaga kayo nag-work. Hindi nag-work.
Yes, oo. And napag-usapan naman natin yan kanina nung dun sa dapat wala talagang feelings. Eto, may nag-comment. Naka-caps lock pa. Sabi niya, for me, no. Ganyan. Tinry ko makipag-friends pero nilalandi pa din niya ako kahit para sa akin wala na lang. At take note, kasal na ako nun ha.
Ayun.
Talagang caps lock lahat ako ha. At saka, naiisip ko lang na friends ang asawa ko at ex niya, parang gusto ko mamaril. Kaya my answer is no! Ganyan. Caps lock para intense. Ganyan.
Sinabi naman niya na kaya siya nag-caps locks para intense yung
comment. Oo, totoo. At intense, ramdam natin. Oh, mahirap yan. Lalo na kung may asawa ka na, di ba?
Hmm, naman. And,
tapos nilalanti ka pa. Like, what's the... Yeah! Hello. Ew!
Wait ka lang. Anong goal mo? Alam mo may asawa na ako. Bakit?
Yes! Yun na nga. It comes down to your intention. Anong intention mo? Gusto mong sirain itong relationship namin.
May regrets eh, ka?
Diba?
May regrets ka kasi kaya nagkatuluyan?
Eh, totoo yan.
Hindi mo, hindi ka naging mas, hindi ka naging masaya sa akin. Well, depende naman kung sino nakipag-break nun, diba? Pero it's really ano, no. Especially kapag...
Oo. Hindi, tsaka ito, Kevin, ha? Merong ibang ex na may pagka-crazy. Yung parang gusto lang niyang sirain yung current relationship mo. Yung tipong magme-message, magme-message sa'yo, ganyan. Pero intention talaga niya, not to have friendship with you, ha? Pero para sirain yung current relationship mo, may mga ganyan. Oo, kaya kailangan talaga alam mo yung intention. Yes. Ito, ito gusto ko lang itong basahin. Kasi... Very practical, sabi niya. Some of my exes ay nasa good connections category. People na kapag nakita or nakasalubong ko, may simpleng, uy, musta? May isa na special na ex na we remain friends, as in close friends, and had a mutual agreement never to talk about the time na naging kami. Oh, wow.
Possible diba? Na yun. Friends kayo, pero you wouldn't talk about your past.
Oo, I think it's to protect the current relationship na meron sila. Parang ganyan. Lalo na kung meron kang, ano na, kasi itong nag-comment na to, I think meron na siyang husband. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Parang, they were close friends siguro. Yung parang, ayaw niyang may magselos or, lalo na kung sa palagay niya, friendship naman talaga yung meron sila nung ex niya. Yung ganun.
If you're both single, no? Tapos mapag-usapan niyo yung mga ganung bagay. Siguro na parang pag tatawanan niyo na lang yung mga ginawa niyo before.
Oo.
Yung mga kalokohan niyo when you were still together.
Meron pa siyang inad, Kevin, sabi niya, kasama na sa good connections yung naaalok ko ng binibenta kong product. Ah, di ba? Business woman siya. So, totoo yan. Wait lang, pwede mo bang alokin yan?
I totally agree kapag ganun yung intention mo. Just stay friends with your ex kapag meron ka, especially kapag mga startup business pa lang yan.
Totoo, totoo. Business is business. Oh, di ba?
Civil, maging civil ka lang. Kasi
oh,
it's for your business. Kasi kung mahihiya ka, hindi mag-grow yung business. Wow, nag-change yung topic natin.
Totoo. Business. Hindi, ex pa rin yan. Eto, merong, gusto kong basahin yung kay Charlene na napakahaba, parang essay.
Tumatak talaga siya yung comment na yun.
Oo, eto. Kasi ang tanong ko sa kanya, sabi ko kasi, paano kung may feelings pa rin? Tapos sabi niya, kung magka-feeling siya, edi okay. Pero if you have long decided that you don't wanna be romantically involved with the ex, might as well make it clear if there will be a chance. Kung di man verbal, then through your actions. Kasi, ewan po kung ako lang, pero, for me, part of the fact na okay kang maging friends kayo is you have moved on or accepted that the relationship ended already. Kaya nga, it will take a while kasi alam mo, sa self mo, may feelings ka pa. So, hindi ka pa agad papayag. Hindi mo naman agad kakayanin tingnan ng isang tao as a friend kung alam mong may feelings ka pa, di ba? Shall it come to a point na mag-recur ang feelings mo, then self-evaluate, sabi niya. Would you like to take a shot ulit or rather not? Tapos sabi niya, is it worth falling and risking again? Kasi kung yung feelings mo nga bumalik, eh di may possibility ulit na maulit ang breakup niyo, di ba? Ganyan. Sabi ni Charlene, alam mo, itong mga nagko-comment sa ating Facebook group, they're very insightful.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Comment lang din sa comment niya, no? Na parang, diba sabi niya, if nag-decide daw siya na bumalik sa friendship, yeah, it's really important na you have to assess. Kasi the fact na mag-decide ka na bumalik sa dun sa ex mo, you have to know na parang there's still a possibility na bumalik ulit kayo sa breakup situation. So before deciding na magpagbalikan, so dapat i-assess mo or parang parang you have to know your limitations na parang hanggang dito na lang, hanggang ganyan na lang. Kasi ikaw din yung magsasuffer eh if parang very untagal, parang abrupt yung mga decisions mo pagdating mo dun sa pakikipagbalikan. So kailangan pinag-iisipan. Ewan ko ba kung bakit kailangan sobrang pag-isipan tong love?
Basta love. Nako, kailangan pag-isipan ng mga desisyon sa buhay kung ayaw mong masaktan. yun lang yun. Kung ayaw mo masaktan, ah. Bahala ko.
Kasi hindi naman tayo pumapasok sa love para masaktan eh. Diba? Para
yes! O, oh, diba? Wala naman pumapasok sa pag-ibig para masaktan. Depende. Wow!
Oh, depende.
Depende sa uri ng sakit, Kevin. Char!
Sorry na. Hinahanap-hanap talaga yung sakit.
Diba? Oo, oh, hinahanap-hanap yung sakit. Wow.
Hindi na lang. Mas may ganun talaga.
Ganyan.
Let's give it to
you. Pero ano na lang, Kevin. Last question. Is it okay to be friends with your ex?
I can't really say kasi na it's a yes or no. Kasi the fact na nag-discuss tayo, may mga certain topics tayo, it really depends on the situation.
Yes.
Kasi parang...
Sabi nga ni, ano, wait lang. Sabi nga ni Joy, PD pero depende. Sabi niya dun sa comment.
Oo,
depende talaga naman.
Kasi 'di ba, parang hindi lang naman tayo yes or no sa choices natin. If it's good, then it's fine. If it's no, it's also fine. But kasi iba-iba kasi yung relationship ng bawat tao. Iba-iba din yung klase ng breakup.
Yes.
I wouldn't say na parang tama na yes makipag friends ka sa ex mo no matter what happened to you or no matter na naging cause ng breakup. And I wouldn't say na parang no, kasi it's your ex na. Parang the past is past. So, For me, it really depends on the situation. Kung ano ba yung naging cause of breakup. Kung bakit ba you decided not to parang be together na. Parang ano ba yung naging agreement nyo. Diba? Para kasi kasing in both ways, parang yung breakup nyo, nagkakaroon siya ng lesson. Nagkakaroon siya ng parang, what you call this, nakakatulong siya sa'yo to grow as a person kung naging friends man kayo or hindi. So, nasa sa'yo yon kung paano mo siya iti-take, if it's positive ba yung effect ng breakup nyo or negative. Kung positive naman, okay siya na maging friends ka with your ex, di ba? So, I really can't say na it's a yes, it's a no. For me, you have to know na ano ba yung naging advantage for you ng breakup. That's where you have to decide kung okay ba na maging friends with your ex. Ayun.
Yes, ayun. Thank kasi you. Very difficult nga tong question na to. At talagang may argument na mangyayari. Mm-hmm. Kaya it's a conversation starter kasi not everyone will side, di ba, on what you choose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At ito ha, sa mga nakikinig sa atin, kung tinatanong nyo sarili nyo, is it okay to be friends with my ex? Isipin yung mabuti kung ano yung intention nyo, kung bakit nyo gustong maging friends dun sa ex nyo. What's your intention? Is it because you want the friendship? You want him as a friend kasi napakabuti niyang kaibigan? Or meron kang nakukuha sa kanya na hindi mo makuha sa iba? Or baka naman gustong magkabalikan kayo, di ba? You really have to self-evaluate. Sabi nga ni Charlene kanina, di ba?
So dapat yung tipong wala kang masasaktan. For example, yung ex mo, gusto mo makipagbalikan, pero pinipilit mo yung ex mo. So dapat, hindi mo masasaktan yung sarili mo. And of course, wala kang nasasaktan na ibang tao.
Yes! Totoo yan. Wala dapat nasasaktan. Kasi ang friendship naman, it's not to hurt other people, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Ayun! It's for you to enjoy the company of a person.
Yes.
At dahil dyan, Kevin, na-enjoy mo ba ang company niya? Wow!
It all goes back to
me. Wait lang, Kevin. Meron akong tanong.
Ano last question?
Anong message mo? Wait lang, meron ka bang message sa ex mo?
Kung meron man akong message is, well, thank you, first of all, kasi thank you for all the years na naging kami. Kasi sa mga lessons na naging kami and mga naitulong namin sa isa't isa. And definitely, thank you kasi because of the breakup, well, sabi ko nga, hindi naman natin kailangan magpa-thank you. Pero, in general, nagpapa-thank you ako kasi it gave me a lot of lesson kung paano ako mag-move on, kung paano ako magpatuloy sa life na walang ka-relasyon. I started my career, I was in a relationship. Yung mga struggles ko sa trabaho, yung mga struggles ko sa... Alam niya lahat. So, nung panahon na nag-struggle ulit ako sa work, wala na kami. I had other people na nandyan for me. Hindi naman siya nawala. Nandun pa rin siya. So I really thank you for parang staying by my side no matter what happened.
Akala ko sabihin mo, can we try again? Wow!
PM na lang yun. Medyo.
Oy, thank you, Kevin.
Whatever happens, as close friends, syempre tayo yung circle of friends, you would know naman kung ano mang mangyari.
Wow! Ay, PM na lang daw. I-announce ko sa next episode. Sure! Hoy, Kevin! Thank you for guesting sa Hantahan.
Thank you again for guessing me. Kasi at least parang nabigay ko yung side ko. Kasi, sorry ah, some people kasi are asking din, why are you still friends? So parang at
least, yes, it's very intriguing.
Na bakit ba kami friends? Para at least na enlighten lang yung mga tao. In some circumstances, it's really okay to be friends with your ex.
Yes, at dahil dyan. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hello sa mga kahuntahan natin. So sana patuloy kayong makinig sa mga life lessons, sa mga love lessons ni Ate Jen. So, yun lang.
Thank you. At kung meron kayong questions kay Kevin, PM lang po. Ganyan. Okay, till our next episode.
Thanks.
Got any questions or topics for the next episode?
Of course I do.
Follow us and slide in our DM at Huntahanites. Want some more episodes? Subscribe, like, and share. This was Huntahanites. Till next Wednesday.